Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Have you ever been truly hungry? Imagine being on a long hike through quiet mountains with an empty water bottle and nothing in your backpack to eat. With each step, your hunger grows. As you near your campsite, your stomach growls, your mouth is dry, your legs are weak, and you feel slightly faint. A meal doesn't just sound good, it is absolutely essential if you are going to keep going at all. Perhaps you've never known that level of hunger. Hunger that moves beyond desire to need, from something craved to something vital. But Jesus says that this is the way you should long for righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus said, for they shall be satisfied. What do you hunger and thirst for? Food, power, money, influence, comfort? None of the things you crave will ultimately satisfy you, except for one: the righteousness that God gives you through Christ. Today, ask God to make you hungry for what only He can give. And then, ask Him to satisfy your hunger. Today, you are choosing what is good. You are choosing to abide with Christ and to meditate on His words. Let distractions fall away. There will be time later for all that you need to do. This moment is for you to listen to God, to be delighted by God, and to cultivate a taste for what is good. Pray with me. Holy God, You know that I desire so many things. Sometimes the things I desire are good, but sometimes I go looking for satisfaction in the wrong places. Teach me to delight in You so that my desires will be shaped by Your Spirit. And I will learn to want the same things that You want. Awaken my hunger for righteousness and justice. May I be satisfied forever in Your unfailing love. I ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let your breathing grow deeper and slower. Do you feel any desires in your body right now? Any hunger or thirst? As you breathe, name your desires and give them to God. And then let your breath give shape to a prayer. As you inhale, pray, I hunger. As you exhale, pray, for You, God. Breathe in, I hunger. And breathe out, for You, God. Keep praying with your breath. Before we continue, pause here and search your heart. Is a hunger for righteousness driving you? Or do you find yourself hungering for the wrong things? Take a moment and confess your sins to God. God hears you and forgives you. He cleanses you and gives you a new heart, a heart that desires what is good. When you're hungry for God, God won't let you go away empty. Listen now to the words of Jesus from Matthew 5:6 in the English Standard Version. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. As I read that verse again, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Did something stand out to you? Hold that word or phrase before God and ask Him to keep speaking to you. Maybe you've hungered for the wrong things. Or maybe you've stopped hungering altogether. Maybe you already feel satisfied, like all your needs are met. If you've grown complacent and stopped craving God, confess that to Him now and ask Him to awaken your hunger and thirst for Him. Listen again to Matthew 5:6 in the Amplified Bible. Blessed, joyful, nourished by God's goodness, are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who actively seek right standing with God, for they will be completely satisfied. When you're truly hungry, it's not a mild longing. It's a desperate, real need. In the Christian, hunger for righteousness can be a desperate, real need too. Natural, intense, sometimes painful. It can be a driving force and a sign of spiritual health. Think back to the last time you felt this kind of hunger in your spiritual life. Where did it come from? And how did it make you act? The word righteousness isn't a word that we use a lot anymore. To some, it may sound stuffy and outdated. Perhaps it smacks of rule-following and self-righteous shows of piety. But that's not what Jesus wants you to thirst for. The righteousness that Jesus is talking about is a gift that can come only from God. To be righteous isn't about doing everything right. To be righteous is to be able to stand before God unafraid because God has washed you and reconciled you to Himself. Have you accepted that self-righteousness is an impossibility and that righteousness can only come from God? Listen once more to Matthew 5:6 in the New Living Translation. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. Imagine, you're a bit of an outcast in your town, and so you don't go to the well to draw water in the morning when everyone else does. You go late in the day, when you can be alone. But this time, someone else is at the well. A man from an enemy tribe. You try to ignore him and expect him to ignore you. Your people don't speak to each other. And anyway, you're a woman and he's a man. Conversation would be inappropriate. But then he asks you for a drink. What will you say? You're a Jew, you say, and I'm a Samaritan, and a woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? If you knew the gift of God, the man says, and who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. You're confused. He doesn't have a bucket or anything to draw water with. What is he talking about? The man goes on. Everyone who drinks of this water, he says, pointing to the well, will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. You're skeptical. It sounds ridiculous and too good to be true. Really? You say. Give me this water then. What would it be like to never thirst again?
The man tells you things about yourself that no one else knows. And then he tells you who he is, the one sent from God to rescue you. In his kingdom, he says, outsiders are welcome the same as insiders. Anyone who wants to can worship God in spirit and in truth. When you're in this kingdom, your thirst will be satisfied. How do you respond to these revelations? Let's pray. Holy God, there are so many things that I want. Sometimes the things I desire are good. Sometimes I go looking for satisfaction in the wrong places. Please teach me to delight in you. Holy Spirit, shape my desires, so that I want the same things that you want. Awaken my hunger for righteousness and justice. May I be satisfied forever in your unfailing love. I ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.